Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. We appreciate it. Thanks for what's already been like a really good month of April. Like, I was looking at some of the download numbers and they've been excellent. So we are very happy that that is the case. Please tell a friend, leave a review, all of that good stuff. I'm working with a new microphone today. I'm so excited. It sounds really good in my headset. I hope that it sounds good to you. Figured I would spend a little bit of money. I was talking to my accountant about, you know, tax time and stuff. And House of L, I have to do two different returns, one for the company and one for me personally. And my accountant was like, you know, you could spend more money on like equipment and stuff. I was like, yeah, you're right. I haven't really upgraded the equipment for House of L since we started. And ordinarily I rock a headset. So like a microphone that's built in. But I was like, I really want to get like a really good sounding mic. So I got a Shure mic. Now it's static, like it's not going to move as my head moves, so I have to be a little bit more disciplined while I'm watching stuff, you know, and hanging out, but it sounds really good. So I hope that it sounds good to you as you listen to this episode and future episodes of the podcast. Let's talk about this. How about it? The Sky have rebuilt themselves in one draft, and Angel Reese is coming to town. I've enjoyed, if you've been listening to the pod, we've done a bunch of different episodes about women's college basketball, which has been great. And I've truly enjoyed the feedback of seeing people want to talk about this game in this way. Where I do think that women's basketball, and we'll see if it translates to the WNBA. I'll get to that momentarily. But what I do think we're seeing is we're seeing there be genuine interest and maybe people picking up something new. And that's good. It's good for the women's game. Now, there is going to be a market correction in women's basketball, because Caitlin Clark isn't going to be playing women's basketball anymore. South Carolina will still be dominant. UConn will still be dominant. Mississippi State is going to be interesting this upcoming year. Stanford is going to have to rebuild a little bit. But not having like a central figure. And it isn't, while it's mostly Caitlin Clark, it isn't just Caitlin Clark. Like, look at the people who were drafted. Like, just look at the draft. If you look at the WNBA draft, you can realize, like, think about it this way. Angel Reese was the number 7 pick in this draft. And she was arguably the second most popular player in college basketball, and definitely someone who brought eyes to the table, as far as I'm concerned. And having to replace that level of heat is going to be difficult. So we're going to see a dip, and there are going to be people like, oh, see, it was not that. The numbers are still going to be better than they had been previous to 2019, let's say. But it's going to be an adjustment period for everyone involved, that the carnival that came along with Caitlin Clark, people standing outside in the rain and stuff and willing to pay 2 G's to get into the building to see her play. That's, fortunately for the WNBA, is going to translate to the WNBA. I already went and looked for tickets when the Sky takes on the Fever, and that's in June. And tickets are wild already. Some people were saying that they're already sold out. I haven't seen that, but by the time you listen to this podcast, that could be the case. And I got to tell you, this is not that I was, well, I'll be real with you. I've been disappointed with the Sky, and I think anyone who's a Sky fan probably has been too, because there was a championship team here a couple years ago and it's just gone. Like, I always told people that if you want to learn how to play point guard, you should watch Courtney Vandersloot. And it was just like, oh, gone. Like, all of those players from the championship team pretty much are gone. And then the Copper trade. Now, granted, that got them in a position to do what they did tonight on draft night. But seeing KFC go was rough. Really rough. So, when you look up and see that the Sky have drafted Camila Cardoso with the number 3 pick and then Angel Reese with the number 7 pick, this could be the people were joking inside my mentions. Like, this could be the dawn of the Chi-Town Bad Girls. You talk about a front court with ability and attitude. Man, putting Angel Reese next to Camila Cardoso, whoo, that has got the potential to be explosive. And I mean that in the best possible way for the Sky. When I look at, you know, Candace Parker leaving and doing her thing in free agency and going out west, Stephanie Dolson, like there were a lot of good players that were there for that championship team of the Sky that are just gone now. Now, my hope is that this is the beginning of something. I don't know what. Still got to find perimeter scoring. That's important. But it feels big. Like, it feels really big what the Sky were able to do tonight in the draft. And I think that there will be an appetite for it, because there was an appetite for the Sky when they were winning. Wintrust Arena is a fabulous place. But the Sky, as an organization, have some problems. And my experience with them when it comes to trying to put a spotlight on them, trying to put guests on the air, has not been great. It's funny. I had a miscommunication on an interview with Diamond DeShields. And I got it to her credit. I was supposed to record an interview with Diamond, because she's got such a incredible story. And something happened and we didn't get on board with each other. And it didn't happen, and it's fine. She actually reached out to me personally and apologized for whatever the miscommunication was. So my hope is that I'm going to get the opportunity to talk with Diamond again now that she's back and back in the Sky uniform. But there have been some issues that the Sky has had, whether it's been financial, them not wanting to sign players, or facilities wise, like they don't have great facilities for the Sky. And I want to be careful. I mean, I'll talk with Annie about this on the score, but they've had issues like getting a permanent place for the Sky to be. And then there's just been this kind of revolving. You had a championship coach that immediately ran. Like, 1 minute James Wade was here, and then he was gone. He's like, yep, I'm going to go take that NBA lifestyle now and be an assistant. And I'm not trying to tell him that he can't get his money. Go get your money. But it was, when that happened, like, it just felt like everything fell apart so quickly. Like, the suddenness of a championship team being dismantled was completely disheartening. The beautiful thing is they've got at least two players now to build around that. They are household names too. If you're one of the people that got swept up in what was going on in women's college basketball, you know who Camila Cardoso is. You're like, oh yeah, she's the tough center that was just controlling the boards in that game, in the championship game against Iowa. You know who Angel Reese is because she's a star. That's going to put some butts in the seat, and it's also going to put some eyes on the franchise. So my hope is that with extra eyes on the franchise, that we get a better overall relationship. I'm also heartened by the hiring of Teresa Witherspoon. I'm a huge fan of Spoon, and I'm hoping that we get her on the radio show, or maybe I get her on House of L, and I can talk to her about, you know, an incredible life in basketball. But I think that she's the right person to kind of turn things around from an organizational standpoint. When we come back, I want to talk about what happens next. Now that we know where, we understand where Caitlin Clark is and how this is going to affect the entire WNBA. That's next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Caitlin Clark, to no one's surprise, gets drafted by the Indiana Fever. And if you listen to the interview that I did with JJ was talking about her coming to Indy and how big of a deal that was going to be. I was laughing thinking about that because there does seem to be a little bit of a star vacuum, young star vacuum in Chicago. Now, Caleb Williams is going to fill a little bit of that. He's going to get drafted, and for as long as he doesn't, mess up, like as long as it's not a disaster, he's got a chance to hold this city in the palm of his hands. I'm kind of looking forward to if I were in the PR department for the Sky, I'd have an Angel Reese, Caleb Williams collabo ready. Because I think that both of those two have, like, star, like, not just on their field of play, outside of it, they've got star potential. This is a new, they usher in, like, both of them are kind of, like, ushering in a new generation of star. So I think that you can take advantage of that. Meanwhile, I can't wait to see what the numbers are going to be for Caitlin Clark on the road. Like, I'm not even talking about television. I think the television stuff, you can tell 90% of the Fever's schedule is going to be on national television. People are going to tune in, but I'm wondering if we're going to see sellouts everywhere that the Fever go. And I wonder what, like, I was thinking about this, like, while Caitlin was at the podium, you know, taking pictures and stuff. There's a part of me that wonders if she's like, yeah, I'm kind of making things happen over here. I wonder how much, like, she'll be like, man, I'm trying to get these dollars. Because she will deserve them. I expect there to be sellouts wherever she goes. I expect every game on the schedule that Caitlin Clark plays, home and away, to be a sellout. She was a phenomenon. And I think that we're going to see that. And maybe that's another thing that kind of elevates and lifts women's basketball at the WNBA level. We'll see. But yeah, if I'm Caitlin, I'm like, yeah, let's talk some revenue share. What do I get on the back end of this? Can you help a sister out? Also, shout out to her. She was hilarious on Saturday Night Live. It's not easy to deliver jokes, and it's definitely not easy to deliver stuff that someone else has written. And I thought that she was on it. Absolutely on it, giving Michael Che the business, which is really Michael Che giving himself the business because he and Colin are writing all of that stuff. But it also shows she brought her Iowa teammates to SNL. She shouted out who her inspirations were, which I thought was really nice. And you can tell that her and that she loves her some Maya Moore. And don't we all? What I do think is interesting is who was missing from her list of inspirations. And it was Diana Taurasi. And I like that. And I'm looking forward to the first time that she gets her an opportunity to play against Diana Taurasi. Because Taurasi is one of the greatest shit talkers in basketball, period. And you could see the shade that the UConn women were throwing at Caitlin Clark throughout the tournament. Whether it was Sue Bird, Rebecca Lobo, or Diana Taurasi, they were not giving her an inch. So I'm glad that Caitlin, in the most respectful way ever, threw shade back. Like, I'm just going to leave her off the list, even though Diana Taurasi is in the conversation of greatest of all time. I'm just going to leave her off the list, though. Throw that shade, girl. Do it. Do what you got to do. But anyway, this is going to be a fun thing to watch. And I hope that things are moving in the right direction for the Sky. I'd like to see them be competitive. I'd like to see, when I've gone to games and seen how it impacts young people. It's such a great, like, that's the one thing about the WNBA schedule. Like, the idea of on a summer day, like, being able to be inside, as strange as that sounds, is fun. Climate control sports, bring it on. So they had a big night, and I'm hopeful that they do something with it. I'd like to see that be the case. Thanks to you for listening to the show. It seems like you like these shorter, more frequent pods, so I'm going to keep doing it that way for a while. Thanks for your support. As always, please give us 5 stars. Write a review. Say it's great. That helps us with placement. That helps us grow. That helps us find advertising. All that good stuff. I'll talk to you next time, okay? Peace.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.